But you're perhaps best known for your critical commentaries and books on what you see as bogus science, voodoo science, I think you call it.
Yes.
And in your view, as the Greek philosopher Thales postulated 2,500 years ago, every physical event is the result of a physical cause. So you're arguing that anything that isn't grounded in science really should be taken with a pinch of salt.
Well, we don't know about it if it's not grounded in science. Science is what we see every day. It's observation and experiment. And unless we observe and do experiments, we don't really know. So we're told all sorts of things, and some of it's true, maybe, but we don't know it's true unless the experiments have been done. It doesn't mean we have to do them ourselves. We don't live long enough to do that. But we have to get good evidence from people.
I'm interested in your consternation, if I could call it that. But here we are in the year 2009, at the start of the 21st century, with science and technology revolutionizing our understanding of the world, and yet you seem perturbed that so many people still seem to look for explanations in law and superstitions, in non-science.
About 90% of the population affirms their belief in some sort of new supernatural power.